This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A woman tells Volusia County, Florida deputies there's a small girl and dog wandering through her yard. Minutes later, officers find the girl sitting in a chair under a stranger's carport. She says her parents dropped her off and left. The girl says she's homeless, hot, thirsty, and hungry. The woman and a neighbor bring her food, water, clean clothes, and toys.
Nancy, the six-year-old little girl, tells police mommy and daddy left her at the park to go charge their phones early that morning, but they never came back. First responders determined the girl did not suffer any injuries after spending the day outside. Parents Aquana Estes and Petrez Floyd do not have a permanent address and never enrolled their daughter in school. The little girl taken into the state's custody and later turned over to her grandparents. The parents located about 8 hours after the concerned resident's 911 call and arrested.
Aquana Estes, 27, and boyfriend Petrez Floyd, 29, now charged with desertion of a child and abandonment of an animal. A man scales the Claremont Drive overpass above I-5 San Diego, claiming he's trying to break a world record. Police and California Highway Patrol shut down northbound lanes as he lingers on the edge. After about an hour, he climbs down, saying he's not suicidal or mentally ill, just attempting a record for, quote, time and occurrences on a bridge. Whatever that means, the freeway reopens. That evening, he climbs back up. Northbound lanes closed again. Southbound lanes closed 2 hours later. Traffic stalled for miles. He backs down by midnight. I-5 reopens. Sunrise, he goes back. Northbound lanes shut again. 7:30 a.m. After 19 hours of disruption, officers detain him, and he's taken to the hospital for evaluation. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Charges have been dropped against two Rhode Island men in the 2023 death of a fan during a Patriots game at Gillette Stadium. Justin Mitchell and John Vieira had faced misdemeanor charges after an altercation involving 53-year-old Dale Mooney of Newmarket, New Hampshire. Prosecutors say the men were accused of punching Mooney in the stands during a game against the Miami Dolphins. Mooney collapsed and later died at a hospital. Surveillance video and autopsy findings were reviewed by the Norfolk County District Attorney's Office. The conclusion? No sufficient evidence to support criminal charges in connection to Mooney's death. While the state medical examiner ruled it a homicide, the case was listed as cardiac dysrhythmia, triggered by an underlying heart condition during the scuffle. Prosecutors dropped the case, citing, quote, the interest of justice. Mooney's death came during a game the Patriots lost to the Dolphins 24-17. A police shooting in Idaho has left a disabled teen dead and a community demanding answers. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner has the story.
17-year-old Victor Perez had nonverbal autism and lived with cerebral palsy. On April 5th, police in Pocatello, Idaho, responded to a 911 call about a man with a knife. That man was Victor, confused, barefoot, and stumbling in his family's yard, holding a kitchen knife. His aunt says he wasn't intoxicated as the caller claimed, but walked with a stagger due to his condition. Body cam footage has not been released, but neighbor video shows officers shouting at Perez from behind a chain-link fence, then opening fire just 12 seconds after arriving. 9 bullets were removed in surgery. Doctors later amputated his leg, but Victor never regained consciousness. On Saturday, he was removed from life support. Pocatello's police department hasn't commented publicly, but 4 officers involved are now on administrative leave. An independent investigation is underway by the Eastern Idaho Critical Incident Team. Bannock County's prosecutor says an outside agency will review the case to avoid conflicts of interest. The shooting has sparked outrage. Protesters gathered outside City Hall over the weekend, holding signs like Justice for Victor and Do Better, PPD. Police snipers were seen on rooftops, though the demonstration remained peaceful.
Victor's aunt, Anna Vasquez, says the family is shattered.
Thanks, John. San Fernando, California, Mother's Day weekend. 32-year-old Dora Maria Silva vanishes, leaving home 11 p.m. in a dark blue and gray 97 Chevy Astro. The van turns up abandoned 2 miles away, Mission Hills, empty. No one sees Dora Maria Silva again. Family says she has no reason to leave. She's very close with relatives, coworkers, and her 4 children. Dora, age 32, is 5'3", 120 pounds, black hair, brown eyes, a few moles on her face. If you have info on Dora Maria Silva, please dial 323-890-5500. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. We do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.